Mike here.
How did I know?
Busted. Trying to find a good map to STL of Vancouver. I'm trying to find a Vancouver thing that I can somehow put it into a program and get an STL and make a dimensional map, because all the ones I'm seeing printable are not very good.
Maybe you're printing it too big.
No, they're not very detailed, and I can tell that they're pulled from the city of Vancouver back in 2015. I've seen the exact same file they're trying to access. And I know there's newer stuff out there, so I want to be able to do it myself. And you know, there's LiDAR scans under the city of Surrey. Google Maps has good resources. But I'm currently on map2stl, Mike Alpha Papa 2, Sierra Tango Lima.com. And all of a sudden, somebody called me.
Well, we're just trying to distract you so you don't use up too much filament.
No, it's a welcome distraction, man. I'm like, oh, it's so frustrating. But, yeah, that's where I'm at. So, are you Oscar Mike on the way home?
I am leaving that place called work, heading to the Langley Event Center. Go watch those Vancouver Giants take on the Kamloops Blazers.
Oh, nice. Sorry, where is that happening? At the Surrey one here?
No, that one's Langley Event Center.
Nice. What time is the game at?
It's 4 o'clock start, so I should be able to make it on time. And, yeah, the next home game that I know we can make it to in South Surrey Arena, is going to be on the 11th, if I remember correctly, for the Surrey Eagles.
Nice. Yeah, you should make it there, no problem. Like, it's a good hour. What's the traffic like? Are you taking Highway 1, I suppose?
Once I get to it, part of the problem is getting from downtown to Highway 1. But actually, things are moving along quite well right now, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah, the traffic light until you hit the highway, yeah.
Just made it to Clark, so that's not too bad in timing. But, yeah, no, if you ever want to go to any of the Eagles games, let me know, because Paul, Trish, myself, we're there regularly, and more than a few other friends, so we can definitely, between all of us, we have some tickets we can spare.
Yeah, if you guys grab a bite to eat before you go or after, I'd be down to swing by and say hi and see y'all. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of hockey, unless it's like a championship game or something exciting like that. No offense, but yeah.
It is fun to watch, but it's part of it is just the company hanging out there and chit-chatting and seeing what 3D prints everybody pulls out of their pockets.
Yeah, I saw this thing. Oh, my God. Yeah, RFID, put all your stuff, information on it, and then I'm going to make a little coin, a 3D coin, and so half stop the print halfway through, slap that in there, finish the print, it'll be sealed up nice. And then you can have, like, your link to your Instagram or your LinkedIn or whatever, and, yeah, I think that's a cool build. I want to try that. I think that's cool.
It's definitely a cool way of doing it. The only disadvantage is if it changes.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody could, because it's a programmable RFID. I'm not sure how that works, if you can lock it in, but if it can be programmed, I'm sure it can be deprogrammed. But, I mean, who cares? Here's my info, pretty cool coin. Image on either side or whatever, and then you tap it to your phone and it can pull up my info. If you want to recode it, go for it. It's still my info on Coinface. But yeah, it's just another thing I saw.
Or the other idea is just make it go to a single point of access, and there's where you make the choice to what format you're going to. So maybe it goes to a web page that has your Instagram, your your yada yada, your blah blah blah, all your links on there. And that way, you know, if it changes, you only have to change those, and the top stays the same.
Yeah, Roger that. So you use Infusion for your stuff? Are you pretty, you're an ace at that by now?
Slowly figuring out Fusion. I was never the 3D artist in the company. I was always the tech dealing with the network and all the back-end bits. So I was the bit pusher. They were the ones who got creative with the bits. So I never really had a chance to play around with much of that. So slowly learning it and figuring it out. But a lot of the stuff I've been finding, existing stuff, and just modifying it.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Oh, my God, yeah, they've done half the work for you. I've seen several things that I've, like, oh, my God, I got to get good because I want to tweak that. I can envision it so much better. Yeah, so my next thing is to get a 3D scanner. I could scan something and then tweak it in the program, and I really think, but, yeah, it's finding the right one. Like, I mean, it's some of them are, like, almost the price of, well, you can get stupid, but, like, a decent one, you know, they're almost the same price as your printer.
If not more, yeah, no, like, taking a quick look around, a small hand scanner, you're looking at $1,000 up.
Yeah, I forget the one I was looking at. It starts with an I, I think. But it was, I think it was like $3,500, and there's blue laser and does everything. But, you know, I'm not looking at, like, doing the interior of a house. I'm more interested in the macro detail, like the really fine details. Like, yeah, so, but there's so many options. So I'm still researching on that. But I think that having one of those, you could, like, totally take something, scan it, put it in there, tweak it. Yeah, I love that idea.
You'll be our scanner expert.
You know, scan the bottom of all your radios and make a bank that they all fit in perfectly. Yeah, it's pretty, what you can do is pretty crazy.
It is amazing some of the stuff we can do, but just thinking even overall, stuff we can do now with 3D printing that you never thought you could do 5 years ago, even 5 months ago.
Well, it's not far from the Star Trek thing, you know, where it's like, oh, I want this, and you put it in the wall. I mean, I think it was meals or something. It would just fit up and come up with something, or give me that, and they push buttons in the door to pop out. It's like, it's not far from there, right? Like, oh, I like that. You just have to search, and because so many files out there, it's probably been done before.
Yeah, that's what I've found is, no matter what you're looking for, chances are you can at least find the base for it somewhere and then just modify and make it right for you. Like, it was funny, actually, my neighbor was, when I put up some security cameras, and he only had one mount for them, and he needed, like, four. So I was like, okay, no problem. Well, let's take a look at it. Looked at it. Okay, this is simple and straightforward. And they said, well, first thing we got to do is design this and make it so we can print it. Oh, okay, no problem. He took... You know, he worked in CAD all the time, so he sat down and did it. And then we made it, and it was like, okay, this kind of works, but it's not, it's like, well, we were having actually a format problem, that's what it was, trying to translate it over. So I was like, okay, no problem. What is the model and make of the camera? Let me see what I can find. He gave me that much. He's like, boop, 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 okay, here you go. I just sent him a link to it in about 10 minutes, and he's going, oh, my God. You're saving me all this time from designing this. I'm like, yeah, and then we made it. The only problem was I did it with like a 15% fill, and what we ended up doing was reprinting it with 100% fill, and then it was fine.
Yeah, there's so many learning curves and so many neat little tips and tricks you learn along the way. I found out, you know, another big problem to my spaghettis. Like, my poor printer, I set it up for failure. Had it upstairs on a wobbly table in a cold bedroom. What else did I... Oh, yeah, and I had no desiccant. Humidity 35%. Like, So I've tightened up my shift so much more. I've been nonstop printing that now I'm like, yes, it's working now. And I'm like going crazy with the printer now. It's working fine.
Some relatively simple things that can, little gotchas, humidity, temperature, stability. And yeah, I was going to ask you about that, but I guess it's working.
Yeah, I got her downstairs, basement, nice little padded little room down there, sound room. Well, it's all by itself now, and it's cozy in there. And I've ordered Amazon delivering today. I've got a warmer and a bin that monitors the, it's a Tupperware style vertical that you stick the thing in, and then it's got a warmer. That's coming, and then I'm going to I ordered some, it has to be different filament for the actual desiccant holders that fit in the AMS. So I've ordered that. So when that comes, I'll print those off. Yeah, they'll soon be squared away, but she's printing real nice now because I guess it's all dry.
Yeah, I know I was having problems, and then I realized going, wait a second, it's close to an outside window and a door. And that opens every once in a while. That could be the problem. So, you know, a couple of prints of the exact same thing I tried without opening the door, just keeping everything sealed up, you know, to the room. And then other times I tried to do, I would open the door and let cold air in just to see what the difference was. And it was like, ah, yes, it is making a difference. That's why when you mentioned it, it was like, hang on, check your temperature.
Yeah, you guys were so right, because I had that in my upper back bedroom, and it kind of like sits over the deck, so it's just horrible, and it's all windows. And I had it up against the wall close to the back window, and then the fiber laser was on top of a desktop also by the back window. Well, I would open that window when I was lazing and leave it open for 4 or 5 hours while I had the extraction fan just blasting air. And the poor printer sitting beside all this, and it's gone from being a happy, balmy 21 degrees to, like, holy crap, it's, like, you know, +5. What is this guy doing to me? And I did, you know, and then I wonder why it's not, yeah, I was totally set up for failure there. But now she's all cozy and happy.
I'm glad it worked out to be something straightforward to fix. Nothing like, oh, you got to adjust all these little numbers and then tweak this. And, yeah, I'm glad it wasn't one of those for you.
Yeah, man, if you want to make some money, you should be like anybody. They should start a printer mobile service for all us noobs that just panic. And, like, you know, you can make a killing because all these guys are like, yeah, you know. Yeah, I'm wondering what happens when something actually goes wrong. Like, you sometimes when... Oh, you can't load your filament. I'm like, well, what am I doing wrong here? Why is it not loading?
Yeah, I had that and was like, okay, well, what's going on? Where is it going? I started looking at it very carefully and went, hang on, it's got to go through two gears here. Why don't I point this a bit and see what happens? Make it a pointy as opposed to a blunt, sharp edge. And I was like, ooh, that works. So just when it doesn't want to load, take it. Quick trim with the diagonal cutters, and you're going again. I tried that. It was like, ooh.
Yeah, that little hack right there that you told me about was the first one when I had that first error and encountered, and that cutting on an angle made the difference. I'd like to learn how to wire up another AMS and have multiple. Like, I have access to 5. There's 4 on the top and then 1 on the side. But the one on the side is not in any kind of enclosure, so it's kind of like, ooh, that's why it's also really important temperature-wise. But, yeah, that appeals to me, but I got to figure out how to wire all that up.
Well, if you get another AMS, you need an AMS hub. And then, so all of the PTFE tubes go into there. It feeds into the printer, and then it's the 6-pin, if I remember correctly, that jumpers between the AMSs for power.
That's exactly what I'm going to do then. I'm going to, that's the next thing, because I'm noticing a lot of builds. Like, I could load up some base colors and I'd have a little more options, because a lot of times it's like, oh, man, don't have that color. And loading and unloading, that's intimidating to me. It's like, ooh, I'm all happy when it's loaded, and I'm like, okay, don't have to touch it forever now until it's empty.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. No, because I have the A1 Mini, right, for a printer, and I have the AMS Lite. But with the new firmware, you can actually run an AMS-1 or an AMS-2 on there, one of the full-size ones. So I bought myself an AMS-2, and part of that is also, in the big picture, I will be upgrading.